Blog Talk Radio.
Keep doing your thing because you never know. I might be sitting at home with a chicken bone, see on TV. Now, wait a minute. I know them, you know. They should have been singing the whole time live.
Exactly, man.
I got 10 engagements. If I go to one event, I got like 5-6 people, you know, booking me. Blam, blam, blam. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm independent. And I am doing, I'm independent. And I'm like, wow, I'm doing it like on a big scale. Like I'm a real artist. I'm like, what? But hey, I spoke.
You are a real artist. You
I am a real artist.
Was written, and you know what? You know what, cuz? I'm so appreciative. You zeroed in right where I really want the reader to get. That's really the reason why I wrote the book.
I'm blown away.
I told God I would be faithful about the spirit that he gave me, and he wouldn't let me release it for some time, but if no one else gets anything out of that book, get chapter 9.
That's very, very simple. You know, I talk nice to them. They call me Daddy, AK Disco, AK Disco, 3-5. And I say, sure, I don't do no physical harm to them. I just threaten to take the food, the clothes, and the home from them, and they act right.
Oh, whoa. Okay. I was just thinking maybe you might have to clean house or something like that, but that's great.
Well, back in the old days when I first started, I used to use the duct tape and the clothes hangers and all
that. Yeah. See, I thought that, because that's an old tried and proven practice.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard.
It's a national anthem. I make them all say before I put them on the street. They say, "We are K-Tickle Girl, the one you heard about. You fight with knives and 45s and broken bottles too. We are K-Tickle Girl, so who the hell are you?"
Oh, mercy.
Who the hell are you?
Okay, I was just about to ask you that. Like, what genre would you say most of your music, I guess, is in? I don't want to put you in a box or anything, but what do you feel it most represents, your style of music?
Well, Ron L., who is one of my partners, and we formulate the Love Brothers. We've just finished our 4th CD as well. He lives in Virginia. He said it's a combination of jazz and hip-hop, which he calls Jip Jop, which I registered and copyrighted right away.
No, other than the fact that, like you said, I was sitting there. There was times when I was sitting beside him while he was doing his beats and everything, and, I don't want to call him his real name. Taz has come a long way, and his music is...
Thank you, Jesus.
This is the voice, and as I said before, T-A-Z, host the show, man.
Good evening, good evening. This is ATATP Live, your host T-A-Z, and on the line, I got realist, lyricist, songwriter, extraordinaire. How are you doing this evening, realist?
Thank you so much for allowing me to be on your show.
Oh, it's all good. Now, the first question, because I'm, of course, again, I was surfing the net, surfing, matter of fact, Facebook, ran into the name, seen the Lyricist Corporation, decided to hit up the site that you had on there and read some of the lyrics that you had, because I write lyrics, so I'm very interested in people that really create and write. How did you come up with the name Realist Realist now? That I need to know that one. How did you come up with that name?
Well, when you look at realism, it's a manner of treating subject matter that presents a careful description of everyday life. And at the Realist Lyricist Corporation, we actually write about real-life events, and it is raw, it is unorthodox. So some people may not like it because we just don't sugarcoat. So that's the reason why it's Realist Realist, because we really going to get real.
I like that answer. Hey, I got to mark that. I like that answer. So how long have you been writing Realist Realist?
I've actually been writing all my life. I love poetry. I write short stories as well, plays, and I love writing and telling stories. My first song, actually, Probability, occurred on accident because I had a project with two guys, and you know how group projects go. They leave you hanging, so I ended up writing the whole song myself, and that's when I first started ghostwriting, well, songwriting.
Well, I'm going to play that, Probability. This is Realist Realist on ATAZP.
Yeah. Mad genius, mad Jesus. I'm reveals the possibilities. That's the reason my status is the world's main utility. Probability is the possibility of an event to occur. Like how many times the forecast is gonna be right on the temperature. How many Republicans or the Democrats run for senator? How many criminals are really sinister? Call me the murderer, cause I be killing them. How many rappers spit out punchlines, kinda like old chewing gum? How many people had a Bible as their rule of thumb? How many minorities live in the slums? The amount of guys that think they will get some. How many men will these boys become? How many musicians play the bass drum? Probability reveals the possibilities. That's the reason my stats is the world's main utility. Do people know if two or more agree they have God's presence? How many women know Proverbs 31 defines woman's elegance? 39 out of 40 lashes represented Jesus' resurrection, not a death sentence. How many people after they sin ask for repentance? How many people know that Christ is heaven's only entrance? But many enjoy the flesh, and life isn't their main interest. But in heaven they will be dismissed, because on earth righteousness they did resist. Probability reveals the possibilities. That's the reason why stats is the world's main utility. When prayer was taken out of education, 253% more students are suicidal, not just contemplating. The world is a ball of confusion, so many temptations. Cases of gonorrhea up almost 400. Even the holy word gives you instruction that prevents. But many people don't want to practice, to be celibate. Rapes committed by 13 to 14-year-old boys increased 186%. The act is selfish and out of the girl's consent. 400% growth from pregnancies and premarital sex. Love is not guaranteed. 140% single parent families. But Jesus is love. He is the only remedy. There's been an increase in illiteracy. Alcohol use increased dramatically. Sin causes many fatalities. That's why we the world contain many casualties. 2/3 of teenage boys say they've had sex. By the time they're 18, they've had 5 partners on average. They see sexual intercourse as a rite of passage, even though their heart has been attacked and has been damaged. They don't accept the precious gift, no ordinary package. Yo, probability reveals the possibilities. That's the reason my stats is the world's main utility. Probability reveals the possibilities. That's the reason my stats is the world's main utility. Without Jesus on hell, they're planning. The devil tries to deceive, goes on what's really happening. And the Columbine High School massacre, the high school boys were different by demons. Believe that life didn't hold much caliber.
The devil feeds off of death, the selfish scavenger. But the devil is defeated, so I call him amateur. How many people know these truths? How many know that this life is just a journey, and we are just travelers? But if you keep on walking on a crooked path, you will end up on a saboteur. Probability reveals the possibilities. That's the reason why stats is the world's main utility. Probability reveals the possibilities. That's the reason why stats is the world's main utility. The lyrics touch different subjects, I recognize. But the question is, when you close your eyes, do you see Jesus Christ or do you look to your demise? Is your flesh dead and your spirit alive? If it is, I'll see you in paradise. Peace.
Yeah, we representing WATAZP. Yeah. Check it out, y'all. Yo, back when I was younger, for knowledge I thirsted and hunger, would suck it up like a plunger, but yet and still I would wonder, when people holler in their minds, are they thinking dollars, just like rocking a sword, broke it, hard to swallow as I brain power weak and mind decreased, I'm thinking on shrill chatter, presidents deceased, but somehow we need to move just a little higher, looking at our desires and somehow get inspired, and the reason that I'm even here today is cause I had a couple things I wanted to say, like for real, if you wanna open your mind and be free, listen to WATAZP with my man Taz and DJ Stroke, cracking a couple of jokes and rocking mad music, poking fun in all the people that they wanna, because you know that we are really gonna have fun, couple of laughs, some good times, the way that I come through and drop rhymes, people be looking at me cause I don't smoke lines, I don't snort lines, I keep it true, I'm about to do this in a freestyle type of mode, but yet and still I don't rock platinum or gold, I just got a nice watch and a wristband, and that's all I really need, man, is little love, you know what I'm saying, spread the love, spread the love, know what I'm saying, yeah, spread the love, yeah, all up in the place to be, WATAZP, yo.
ATAZP, that's my cousin J-Bug, gospel rapper. Ah, realist, realist, you wrote all that. You wrote all that. I mean, because that probability was banging. I like that song.
Thank you. Yes, I did. Like I said, I was stuck with the project. I was stuck with it, and I was going to get an F, so I had to come up with some stuff before I went fail.
So who was the rapper that did the actual piece?
Jay Monty. He actually rapped it. I really appreciate it. And the person that did the beat was Maurice Davis. He's over Blige Studios in Riverdale, Georgia.
Okay, cool. So when you write, do you write to the beat or do you write without the beat? Or do you do them both?
Oh, that's a great question. I'm a dry writer. And the reason why I say this is I feel like it's about the message at the end of the day. Because there's a lot of times people just bob to the beat, but they're not realizing what's coming into their spirit, because music is communication to the soul. And you have to watch who's actually conversating with you. So when I'm writing to educate about Christ and about life issues that occur around the world.
Right. Well, that's cool because I write both ways. So I was wondering how you did it. And does it have to be some kind of setting? Do you have to be in the dark? Or does it hit you just all of a sudden? I mean, how do you go in and write a realest hit? Because I might need to purchase me some lyrics too.
Thanks. Well, this is how it happens. It happens randomly. Like, I just get, I guess, like two bars, and then I'll just write them down real quick. It just happens. It's actually I really call it, you know, ghostwriting, because it's like the Holy Ghost is speaking to me. So I had to write it down real quick because God is like, okay, this is what I want you to say to them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you when to release it. So it's random.
That's cool. And your inspirations, it just comes suddenly then, right? So if I was to, like, do anybody ever hit you up and say, I need this kind of, you know, song, this particular song, talking about this, this, and this, or do they just go by your judgment and take what you're giving them?
It's a mixture of both. Like, if you have, like, complete writer's block, and you're like, I don't even know what to write about, I have you. If you have a topic that you want me to write about, I'll research it and write about it. Because I'm one of those people where even if I don't know about the topic, I'm going to research it because I want you to be presented well. So even if I don't know about it, I'll research it. Then it's over,
that's
you know.
So if I was a client, just per se, and I come in there, and I'm just going blind, I'm like, yo, I need you. I just want a hip-hop song, 16, and a eight-bar hook, 16 again, and then the hook. And that's all I need. And we talk for a while, so you can get to know me at least a little bit, I would assume. And you just put it down and have it for me.
Yeah,
I'm going off of what you gonna write.
Yes, I can do it. Like if somebody was complete writer's block, they couldn't even pick up the pencil.
Yeah,
I'll write a whole album for them, honestly, because I love writing. I love being creative.
That's real as real as. Hey, I'm about to give you some beats, so you can just go on and do what you need to do. I'm serious. You're killing me. That's very talented, just to write it. I remember, you know, at one time I couldn't do that too. I still can do that because I write all my albums. So I'm just trying to, and I write for a lot of other people too. So that's why I'm like, wow. Do you have one of your pieces that, you know, your example pieces that you had on the site that I read?
Oh, yes, I have some.
Well, break us off with one.
All right. Most of these rappers on life support, bars on welfare, need child support, legalizing activity, losing their identity, focusing on foolishness. They speaking to the world, but they losing it, choosing to be a duplicate, but the world doesn't need a mirror. The world needs wisdom. I hope they hear her. That's just like, you know, a little snippet.
You don't perform?
No, I really don't.
Hey, you're really making me mad. You don't put. I'm going to say it one more time so you can say, I'm thinking about it. You don't perform. Skip that.
I'm thinking about it.
When I give these beats to you, you might need to write your own. For you. For real. Because it's not like you can flow. And I'm sure other people have told you that, right?
Yes. It's like, you know, I'm in college right now. And then, like, the resources, going back and forth to different studios. It's like, oh, my gosh, I don't have the time. So I do want to be an artist, but right now, to help other artists.
Right.
I'll do that until, like, you know, until God brings me to that place where I can do it.
I'm saying here now, I'm already giving you a prophecy. You need to go on and do your thing. And with your name on it.
Thank you.
I'm serious because you like sound like you was getting ready to rip. I'm like, you write R&B gospel too?
Yes.
Dang. And so when you write it, okay, now, I know this is tough because, see, when I write for this singer, I don't sing, but I can get the idea across. You know what I'm saying? I'm not no singer. A lot of people say I can sing a little bit, but I'm going to tell you right now, I'm way in the back going woo, woo, woo with the door closed. I cannot sing. I cannot sing. So when I do write R&B songs for other artists, I sing it to them and get them to, you know, get them in pockets, but basically they kind of feel the melody, but basically if they're singing, they can do it. So how do you convey that? Do you sing too as well?
I'm a in the shower singer, so I'll sing it, probably get like, you know, a little feel for it.
Right.
How it would flow a little bit, but like, I'm not a singer.
Yeah, you sound like me. That's exactly how I sound. And then people say, oh, you can sing, but I can't. No, I can't. So I don't know. If I heard you singing, I'd probably be going, man, you playing. I'd probably do that. Man, you playing. Go on. I'm sure you can sing it. But so
no,
you write.
I,
and you, I didn't hear you.
Huh?
I didn't hear what you said. What did you say?
Oh, I said I can't sing.
Well, do you write hooks too as well?
Right. I do write hooks.
Well, give me an example. Do you got any examples?
I'm going to try to see.
You know, it could be a rap hook or a singing hook. It don't matter to me. I'll get the
okay.
Hook.
Huh?
I said I'll get it once I hear it.
Okay, this is like, it's supposed to be sung in an R&B tone.
Right.
So, is our love will never die. Girl, look into my eyes. I want to let you know our love will never die. I'm at a loss for words. All I can do is sigh. You are so beautiful. You made me want to cry. But then the rest of the song is like a rap. So it's like singing to her, rapping to her, singing to it. The hook is singing to her. And then the rap is rapping to her, you know. Talking to her.
Well, that's, you know, coming with it and writing the hooks, and if people need hooks to the lyrics that they already wrote, you can do that as well, I'm sure. Like if they're stuck in the middle and they done wrote, you know, most of their bars and they just need a hook, I'm sure you can listen to what they done wrote and come up with a hook. Just all brand new.
Yes.
Well, I mean, that's a lot. It takes a lot to do that because, you know, most people just can't do that. I mean, me and you, I'm talking. I'm already feeling you because you write, and I write too. I write stories as well. I write novels. Matter of fact, I got a comic book coming out, so I write a lot. And I can understand how you can just listen to somebody and write. You know, write the words and just boom, and they come out. Man, most people that don't do that is like, you know, wow, how did you think of that, like, real quick? And I'm sure you could think of it real quick, too, because you sound like you can. Sound like me when I was in college years ago. So what is the website that where people can hit you up and purchase what you do, what you write, or purchase a hook? I'm telling you, I'm going to talk to you about a song for real, or we'll do something as far as you doing something for yourself. Listen to a few hundred beats and whatever you feeling, then you just write to and come up with your own thing.
All right. The website is Realest, R-E-A-L-E-S-T, Realest, R-E-A-L-I-S-T, lyricist.weebly.com.
Say it one more time so the people will get it.
Realest, R-E-A-L-E-S-T. Realest again, R-E-A-L-I-S-T, lyricist.weebly.com.
Well, Realest, I am very glad that you came in to actually shed light on what you do because I mean, if I wasn't searching through Facebook, I would have never known, and I want people to know that there is somebody out here writing lyrics, and if you need lyrics and you're an artist and you just can't come up with it, there's a songwriter right here. And I implore you also, Realest, to start after you get out of school because, of course, you're doing so much. So after you get out of school, actually think about doing some songs for yourself as well, learning you know, different music programs so you can do the beats yourself, too.
Thank you.
Say what?
I really do that. Thank you. I really do that.
Definitely, because I'm sure you could come up with some good beats as well to match a lot of those lyrics that you got. You probably wrote over what? How many songs you figure or poems you written over your lifetime?
Honestly, I have no idea. They're everywhere. So to come up with a number, I don't know.
You can't give me a raw estimate, like 20,000? Like, you know what I'm saying.
probably over 50, and some of them is like, I had like in middle school, and some is like, I lost them completely. I was writing them, and then I lost them at the place I was at. Probably like over 50, because like, I write a lot.
You sound like me. and that's another reason why when I looked at the site and seen what you do, I was like, man, she do the same thing, sort of like what I do. And I applaud anyone creating something and coming up with, something that sounds good, something that make people want to read more. And that's what it felt like when I went to your site. But, of course, you got to sell what I'm reading, so you couldn't put too many up. But, again, I thank you for coming on the show. And we'll talk, because I'll definitely hit you up.
Thank you so much again for allowing me to be on your show.
It's all good. And whenever you come up with some new material or somebody else that did some of your stuff and you got it and want to come on the show, hit me up so you can come back. And we'll definitely be talking, because you live in the A, and I do too.
All right.
All right then, dear. Take care.
Thank you.
That was realest, y'all. As we're waiting on T Solo to come in, I guess I gotta drop a song by my boy Mark Lacey, if I can find him, on my switchboard. Either Michelle Colvin, because that's my partner too. She's out of Florida. This is a remix we did for, matter of fact. I'm gonna play the remix. This is Michelle Colvin. Me and my cousin J Bug is on this remix. It's called, I want to say, All Love. Here it is.
This is T-A-Z. Z-Mix. Michelle Colvin. This is for you.
Chocolate treat. You're my sweet. My love.
That you hardly wear any makeup. You ravish in, baby. Every single morning you wake up. Not to bring up the past, but I regretted the breakup. Been loving you since I was puny and you rock A cups. Our vibes are mutual, we can't shake each other. Been through a lot of tough times, still I don't want another. Glad that I fit the role of your lover. And the vibes of your child, you be a beautiful mother. When we lay at night, I love the way that you hold me. Can't ever forget all of them things that you told me. I find it so kinky with me, beat me and stole me. I love a role play and the way you just rolled me for real, girl. Because our love is so simple. I love the way you smile and your beautiful dimples. Yep, we can complete the circle of life. Me, my baby, and you as my wife.
Yeah. In the physical, I need 16 strong to spit to you. How we gonna get it on? Z-Mix perfect. This my love song. So relax, baby, and release your thong. It's all about the way that I wanna convey. Stop kissing me, girl, I got something to say. Make love to you real in my kind of way. Connecting our hearts so our minds don't stray. All about us together with you equals we. Easy on the papers when they call you Lady Z. And I scream yes, our love is running free. I can taste your love is all over me. I'm feeling your swag, just bold with it. Singing about my love, cold with it. In the dark room I get swole with it. With you on your back you yell, whoa with it. You better watch your step, cause with my love I'm coming correct. What I say, I have no regrets. Looking like a baby doll, I can't forget that first time
You were rocking my mind, black sexy, looking straight like a dime. Back then, my love didn't have no time for a model girl, cause they were too fine. But now, I see that you got some heart. All that love that's real won't come apart. Hard Negro diamonds, I knew from the start. Whole professional, cause I'm just that smart.
Whoa.
It's about the way that I wanna convey. Stop kissing me, girl, I got something to say. Make love to you real in my kind of way. Connecting our hearts so our minds don't stray. Dark, sweet passion, what you're made of. You want the hot spot feeling my love.
Chocolate treat, you're my sweet, my love. My love, love, he'll be my love. My love, you're complete, elite, my love. My love, my love,
rock on. You're listening to another TAZ production coming to you live and recorded live. I am G Wright, host of the Heart of Love radio show on Blog Talk Radio. Check me out there, blogtalkradio.com/G Wright, and then check out my official website, G Wright Online, gwrightonline.com. This is another TAZ production coming to you live and recorded live.
TAZ on ATAZP Live. I got area code 404, area code 404 in the house. State your name, please.
T-Solo Ono.
What's up, T-Solo? How you doing
this
evening?
What's up? I'm doing good. Blaze, how about you?
I'm doing great. Give an example to the people exactly what you do.
Well, what I do is I minister the word of God through music. I do it to what I call an up-tempo beat. I like to call it Kingdom Ride music. Just something refreshing for those that are in Christ, those that are designed to be, have something to listen to throughout their day.
And what got you interested in doing this type of music?
Well, to be honest with you, before I gave my life to Christ, I actually used to do secular music. And I don't know, as soon as he saved me, he delivered me from multiple things that day, and I ended up hearing a song by Canton Jones, and it hit me like that's what I'm supposed to be doing with this gift, you know, and just from that day forward, been nonstop for the Lord.
And how did you come up with the name T-Solo Ono?
But it was actually derived from my grandfather's name who passed away a few years ago. His name was Solomon Tarver. So it came from that, and also just the fact of I'm usually by myself, but I'm never by myself, of course, because I got the Holy Spirit, God with me, and the angels with me. So that's why, you know, I say T-Solo, oh no, angels surround me everywhere I go.
Cool. That's a cool name, too. I just want you to know that.
when
the manager hit me up, I'm like, I'm feeling that name now. That's all right.
Already, that's what's up.
The song Instantly Under My Feet. I've been wanting to play it when I got it. I don't play them until I listen on the show. But the song Instantly Under My Feet. Explain that before I play it.
The Instantly Under My Feet. That's just really how it should be anytime that the enemy comes with his different, you know, devices and fake scare tactics, because we know he has no power. So as soon as he show up, just instantly under your feet, you know, whatever thought he brings to your mind, if it's defeat, anything, you know, just instantly under your feet. If it's not in the word of God, if it's not what God said about your life, you need to dismiss it. So that's where that song actually derived from.
Johnny Giuliano.
That's a hot song. Also, I got on the line, my nephew, who also hosts a song, show, and also writes for Indie Gator magazine. What's up, nephew?
What's up, uncle? I tell you what, that's hard.
Hey, how you doing?
How are you? That last track had me bumping. I was really feeling that.
I know you were. And also on the line was my first guest, realist gospel lyricist, Meet T Solo, and also my cousin, Mr. Buzz. I mean, my nephew, Mr. Buzz. My bad.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Buzz?
Oh, just chilling.
Hey, realist, what you think about that song?
That song was hot. It really was. It was real, a good message and everything in between, good music, good everything. The track was just good, great, awesome. Everything,
praised.
Absolutely.
T Solo, you wrote the whole track.
Yes. I write
now,
all my music.
Who did the beats? Did you do the beats, or who did the beats? Who did the production on?
Oh, the production was done by 2096 Studios. That's in off of Peachtree Dunwoody.
Right.
And a guy his name is K.O. He actually did the production on it. He got awesome rates. So anybody in the Atlanta area that's trying to, you know, get their album mixed up, then they can get with K.O. at 2096 Studios.
Cool. How long have you been writing?
Writing for the kingdom, 10 months.
And it comes easy because you said a lot of there's a few lines in there. You said a lot of lines. I'm like, I guess it comes real easy, just when you're filling the track, I guess.
Yes, and you know, I give the Holy Spirit just really all the credit, because sometimes after I write a song and I'll go back over it, I just be like, oh, the God be praised, because I really don't think I'd be able to come up with it on my own. Like, seriously.
Right.
It's just
right.
Everything mixed so well, you know. So I just give God the praise.
Also, do you perform around town, around the A?
We're actually in the movement of trying to get that arranged. I had a church that was interested in having me come perform, and I'm actually talking with him on setting up a date. But as of right now, no. But my manager, AMA Pierce, she's actually the one that hooked me up with this radio interview, and she's doing a lot for me. So
that's cool. And my nephew knows Amy personally, so that's cool.
Absolutely.
The next song, In Check.
That's my favorite one.
Okay, what's that one about?
Man, In Check is just about having, you know, your eye gate, your ear gate, your mouth gate in check. We have to protect those. We have to protect what we watch, what we hear, and what we say, because it will determine your day. It will determine a lot of what happens in your life. And a lot of times we don't really guard them. We kind of let whoever speak in our lives and that kind of thing, but it's very important to watch what we say and to watch what we, you know, what we listening to, what we giving our time to. So that's
this
what
is T-Solo. T-Solo In Check.
T-Solo, oh no. Angels surround me everywhere I go. Go, go, let's go.
Keep my eye gate, ear gate, mouth gate in check. Got my eye gate, ear gate, mouth gate in check. Say my eye gate, ear gate, mouth gate in check. Keep my eye gate, ear gate, mouth gate in check. Keep my eye gate, ear gate, mouth gate in check. Got my eye gate, ear gate, mouth gate in check. Say my eye gate, ear gate, mouth gate in check. Keep my eye gate, ear gate, mouth gate in check. Check me out. Don't watch anything, give my spirit man respect.
on anything, let my spirit reflect. Stay talking about Jesus, mouth gate check. There's power in the tongue, so I watch what I say. I'm healthy, healthy for the rest of my days. I'm blessed, I'm coming in for the rest of my days. I'm blessed going out for the rest of my days. No matter the circumstance, I will keep the faith. I'm not broke, I'm rich.
Yo, this is Mr. Bugs of the Mr. Bugs Radio Show, and you listening to ATAZP Live on blogtalkradio.com.
ATAZP, keep that ear gate, mouth gate. I was feeling it too. Watch what you say. That was hot as well, and I like what you were saying too. I remember reading that. When I went to the Facebook page as well and the site page as well when I was checking you out.
Okay, the God be praised. Appreciate it. For real.
Mr. Bunks, you got any questions for T-Solo?
Really? I don't know if this was asked already or not, but what actually influenced you to get into the music world?
What actually influenced me? I've always loved music, sometimes for the right or wrong reasons, but it's just, man, since my eyes have been open, it's a whole nother type of love that I can't really explain. It's like
right. It
gets to the point where it's seriously just not about me, you know, whereas in the past I try to purposely make things rhyme or say something that I thought other people would like. But now I just do, you know, whatever the Holy Spirit lead me to write, I do it. And I just feel like, man, it's such a blessing that people are actually receiving it, and I'm getting good reviews on it. So.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, I like the delivery. I like the flow. And most of all, I love your passion about doing it. Because that's one thing. I mean, you know, it's easy enough to go and just make a record. And, you know, that's for people that's got a little talent. They can make a record. They can make it sound good and make people head bounce. But to have a passion for it, where you hear you talking and expressing it, I already feel the passion already. And when somebody like me listens to artists, I like to hear the passion that they got for what they do. That makes me even want to listen to them more because they really are feeling it. You understand. So I'm glad that you got that passion.
I definitely have a lot of passion for it. A lot of energy on stage, too. So, you know, call us for the booking.
I want you to give your information so people can hit you up, know what you're about, go to your site, and buy some music, really. That's the main objective. Sure.
Yes, definitely. Definitely.
So what is the site and where people can go there?
Actually, we don't have anything as far as for them to purchase, but they can go to youtube.com/tsolo0no, that's T-S-O-L-O-O-N-O, to actually listen to the music that we have on there. You know, they have a converter, so you can get it that way. But the album actually won't be available for purchase until October the 18th.
Cool.
So right now we're just really in the promotion stage, getting everything finished up. The album should be done the top of August. So, but we're just trying to get, you know, in check. That's the first single. So get out there and listen to that. Again, that's on youtube.com/tsolo. You can add me to the Facebook, facebook.com/tsolo. So you can stay updated for any upcoming shows that's coming up in the near future.
Well, I want to thank you again for coming through. Love the music. When you got some more stuff you want to present, hit me up, please, so you can be on.
Okay.
I'll get you in. I got a new caller, 205, caller 205 area code. State your name.
Yo, this is Supreme out of Birmingham, Alabama.
What's up, DJ Supreme?
What's going on, my friend?
We got to get together and get you on here next week for real.
Man, I'm sorry. I got my times and everything switched up, man. It's my oldest daughter's birthday today. And,
it's all good.
Yeah. I do apologize, my brother. I do apologize.
Oh, it's all good. We will link up, and I'll hit you at this number as well.
Okay. Please do.
And that's DJ Supreme. I want to again thank Realist Realist for being on, Gospel Lyricist. Please hit her up. And also T Solo for being on. Thank you again. And my nephew, Mr. Buzz. Mr. Buzz.
Yo, what's up?
When you going to do a show, man? You on hiatus.
I've been on hiatus. I know. I'm looking to get one probably in June. Me and Nephew Black have been talking about getting one started back up here. So it's going to be up real soon, I promise. I know I've been saying that a lot, but I promise it's going to be up real soon.
Okay, I hear you. I'm going to leave out with Liv Warshield, her song I've Decided. Been trying to get in contact with her, too. We'll be back next week. Got some more people coming in. We'll be back next week. All right, then. Peace.
Right.
Thanks, Mr. Bugs.
All right.
I decided to pick up my things, to love you the same. See, I was tired of giving you my all and watching me fall. Now I'm inspired to move out of the way. Things will never be the same when you got in my face to see you. Always thought about change, but now it's too late. You never could see past your in-them jeans. Even when you with me, I became a routine of using and abusing my love. Using my trust, if it ain't about love, you're selfish. I can't take it no more. I'm tired of this war. I don't know what I'm here for. I decided to pick up my things. How could you leave me? Always standing alone. You were the king of my home. See, I'd support you. Rub your back and sing and cook your favorite thing. Love your favorite way. I'm leaving. I'm tired of pleasing you. Go and do what you do. Baby, you know that I'm through. I decided to pick up some things. You know that it hurts. You know that it's time. Goodbye. You go. Baby boy, I gotta get away from you. Oh, la, 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 la. Yeah, yeah. I decided to pick up my things, to love you the same. I decided to think you might
Vanessa Bell Armstrong.
God,